It's here and now, and it is crunch time in bracket land. On Sunday night, the field of 68 teams that will play in this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament will be revealed. But in an age of social media and live microphones on coaches and players during the games, sports fans can pretty much get behind the scenes insight into the action, although not so when it comes to the bracket selection process. As Greg Eklund from Here and Now contributing station KCUR explains, it remains a very secretive affair.
It dates back to the 1980s and 90s when the committee met in Kansas City at this hotel. This is the 40th floor, the top level of the hotel. The entire floor where the meetings took place was under tight security, as it is this week at the downtown Conrad Hotel in Indianapolis. So until the tournament bracket is revealed, experts and fans alike are left guessing based on the committee's criteria. Even teams on the bubble are left wondering.
Each of them will have beauty marks and warts. And what you try to do is point out both, and I guess the team with the most beauty marks is the one that gets in.
That's C.M. Newton, the committee chairman in 1998. He broke the hearts of Missouri fans that year when the highly regarded Tigers were left out.
I think the thing that probably worked against Missouri was one of their warts was the fact they didn't win any games away from home.
The same thing might keep Missouri out of the NCAA tournament this year, but you won't get a tweet from a reporter at the selection meetings. Kirk Wessler, the president of the U.S. Basketball Writers Association, says the idea of an appointed pool reporter inside the meetings has been discussed.
I have talked to some people on the committee who, you know, while guarded, they say, you know, if we could find a way, yeah, well, they'd be open to speaking about it. And I think that's our challenge as reporters, basketball writers, is to keep kind of pushing that for keep the doors open, push the door open a little wider, and keep working.
As a statistics coordinator for the NCAA, Gary Johnson sits in on the committee meetings. He believes public access to the meetings will stifle opinions.
As long as it all stays in that room, they can be as honest as they can be and say, you know, yeah, they had a good season, but they're weak here and they aren't very good at this.
The NCAA has tried to become more transparent through other methods. Mock selections are held for the media to help them better understand the process. Also, the formula for the Ratings Percentage Index, better known as the RPI, which determines a team's strength of schedule, is now publicly disclosed. The lower the RPI number, the better. Still, even with a solid RPI number, teams are overlooked for one of the 36 at-large berths to the tournament. It leaves coaches such as Southern Illinois coach Barry Hinson scratching their heads. Hinson was never able to crack the NCAA tourney bracket during his previous stint as head coach at Missouri State.
I mean, you're talking to a guy that's had three of the lowest RPIs, of the 10 lowest RPIs to ever get in the NCAA tournament. You're talking to a guy that had an RPI of 21, the lowest of all time. Of all time.
That was in 2006. Hinson paid the price 2 years later despite winning almost 60% of his games in 9 seasons with Missouri State.
Got my ass fired. Point blank, sorry.
More than just the prestige of making the NCAA tournament is at stake, it's certain other coaches will lose their jobs if they don't get there. That part is understood. What remains unclear is the behind-the-scenes debate that will take place while teams await their fate. With one or two games left, others will try to enhance their chances with another beauty mark. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.